WSHIT now continues its live coverage of the Crabapple Township City Council meeting, currently in session. They are now accepting comments from the public. Let's go live to City Hall.
You guys work for us in this environment. You answer to us, and I'm asking that you do not pass this policy in Virginia.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken. Phil McCracken. Suk Mahidik. Ophelia McHawk. Ophelia McHawk. Eileen Dover. Eileen Dover. Don Kiddick. Don Kiddick. Wayne Kerr. Wayne Kerr.
That's unfortunate. I really wanted to hear what Suk Mahidik had to say. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Suk Mahidik.
Hi, Brian and Chrissy. My name is Mary, and I just want to say I am a huge fan of your show, and I'm so thrilled that you have reached 100 episodes. Congratulations. Best to you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break. Yes.
What I found was the 21 Jump Street channel.
Oh my gosh,
channel.
That's a blast from the past. Johnny Depp as a high schooler.
Just as weird of a premise as it would have sounded back then. And here's the truth. It did not age well. It is sexist, racist, homophobic, and just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, honestly, first of all, nobody in that show looks like they should be in high school. No one. They're all way too old to be in high school. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they are busting people for the most ridiculous of things. And the cop work is not really solid cop work, if I'm being honest with you. Okay, your turn. Sex, relationships, entertainment, food. Well, we have sex, relationships, and
entertainment.
Entertainment. Mm-hmm. You're going to stay away from food. Well, we just did entertainment. Relationships or general.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. Blind dates.
So overrated, underrated, or average?
Have you ever been on a blind date?
Yeah, and I didn't like it.
I've been on some dates where I wish I was blind.
Right.
that's for sure. It's been going on for so long.
For
generations and generations. People have been giving each other a head.
Yeah.
Today, this documentary takes a look at head through the ages. Oral sex.
Yeah.
Oral sex and oral history.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break!
Whee!
Episode 101.
Wow.
We made it to 100.
I know.
We're in the hundreds.
We're in the 100 club.
When does Spotify come knocking?
Soon.
Yeah. What's Rogan on? He's in the thousands, I think.
Yeah.
I think Rogan's in the thousands. I think he's been doing this for a long time. He does 5 days a week, sometimes 4 hours a fucking day. That's a schedule that I could not maintain.
Well, when you're getting paid that amount of money.
This is true.
I'd do it 5 days.
You mean those $4 checks we're cashing from the ad network don't count? Come on, Hoadley, get with it. Get it together. Welcome to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Let's try that again. I'm Brian Green. You're Kristen Hoadley, and
happy holidays.
Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us for yet another edition of The Commercial Break 101. So here we are. We celebrated the big 100.
Yes.
I felt like it went well. I got great reactions from everybody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I was doing last night while I was editing the 100th episode. I was watching 21 Jump Street.
Oh my gosh.
You know how my TV here comes in 1,462 channels?
Yes, it does.
Like,
basically,
antenna TV.
Each show ever has their own channel.
At every show that you could think of has its own channel.
Right.
So they have like Laguna Beach channel. They have the Hills channel.
Yes.
What I found was the 21 Jump Street channel.
Oh my gosh,
channel.
That's a blast from the past. Johnny Depp as a high schooler.
Just as weird of a premise as it would have sounded back then. And here's the truth. It did not age well. does not age well. It is sexist, racist, homophobic, and just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, honestly, first of all, nobody in that show looks like they should be in high school. No one. They're all way too old to be in high school. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they are busting people for the most ridiculous of things. And the cop work is not really solid cop work, if I'm being honest with you. So, I mean, here's the premise. You can imagine the pitch meeting, right? Here's what we got. We got an idea for a television show. It's six guys and girls that are in their 30s, but they pretend like they're teenagers, and they go to actual school, and they bust kids doing drugs and gambling and sex. We're going to bust them with sex. It's like one long PSA commercial that's really bad. I mean, it's just like awful. So when you go to, I watched the first episode of 21 Jump Street. It's a two-parter, right? It's two-parter because, of course, the storyline.
They came out with two parts.
I think it could have been 20 minutes and gotten everything in. But Johnny Depp's father died and now he wants to avenge his death and blah, 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 yada, yada. Who gives a shit, right? And so what is 21 Jump Street is the name of the street upon which the old church is where they have their secret hideout. Right, like their hero lair, like the Batman cave for the overgrown teenagers, for the extra hairy teenagers that are busting everybody. And they have a captain, and that captain, the whole shtick is he's an old hippie. He's an old deadhead. It's so stupid. So they're sitting around their meeting, right? Johnny Depp, at first, plays a conservative. He's a Republican teenager, you know, because teenagers
he's
back
like
then
made
are Republican.
That distinction?
I have not. Obviously not as polarized of a time as it was then, right? So they're sitting around for their morning pitch meeting. Hey, I'm going to bust this kid.
Alex Keaton was a Republican, so maybe it was.
And he was an extraordinarily popular character, yeah, right? So. But it was a different time. It was a different time, different place.
Yeah.
So they're sitting around and they're having their pitch meeting. And the captain who's like, hey, what's up, dudes? You know, Johnny Depp is this straight-laced Republican. And he's like, at 7:05 in the morning, I witnessed, you know, a suspect, blah, 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 da, da, da. He's like, hey, man, chill out, brother. Meditate. That's what he says.
He said meditate.
And everyone around the table is like, huh? Like, they're all like, as if meditation back then was so antithetical to common sense that the actual joke, the punchline, was meditation. That was a punchline, okay. Right? Did you hear Captain say meditate? As if, bro. They start fights and rant. It's just the worst show. Anyway, I'll be watching it later on tonight.
Yeah.
Because I can't stop looking at a train wreck. That's it. It's Laguna Beach held up better than 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah,
who
for sure.
knew? www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You find out more about Christy and I. Read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, and watch all the video. You can also connect with us on Instagram and YouTube right from the website. Why go elsewhere? Why go to whatever else Google comes up with? Go to tcbpodcast.com. And if you're so inclined, follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break.
It's TV minus.
It's TCTV minus. All your favorite shows elsewhere. All the great content, not here.
Right.
That's our pitch. And I want to let you know that at 661 best to you, that's 661 BEST, the number 2 and YOU. You can text us or leave us a message. And a lot of people did that for our 100th episode. They said congratulations and happy. I tried to plug
so nice of everyone.
It was. I tried to plug as many of them into the show as I could. That episode was released today. If you'd like to, go and listen to it at your favorite podcast provider. Please join us on Fireside, live on Fireside. We're live right now on Fireside. Join us on Fireside. All you have to do is download Fireside Chat in the App Store, only available for Apple phones right now, but I know they're working on Android. And don't forget, Chrissy and I are we have been asked as the special guests of honor at Menfo. We didn't make it to the lineup sheet. I don't know what's up with that, Jeff. We're not on the poster. I thought it was in our rider. Do we have are we going to get like champagne and
only green
fruit
M&Ms
and shit like that? Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
I don't want anybody to look me in the eye.
As long as we bring it.
I don't want anybody to look me in the eye, mainly because I'm too hungover. So we're going to be at Menfo 2021 in Memphis, October 1st through the 3rd. Tickets still available at menfofest.com. Widespread Panic, Avett Brothers, Billy Strings, Lucinda Williams.
Black Pumas.
Love Black Pumas, man. They're so good. Anyway, everyone's going to be there, and so will The Commercial Break, the one and only podcast available at Menfo Fest. So
we're the official podcast of Menfo.
Come on down, get some free swag, say hello, and join us for a recording of the show. Hey everybody, I want to thank DBS Alliance for coming on board as a new sponsor for The Commercial Break. If you've listened to The Commercial Break for any period of time, then you know I am unabashed about telling stories regarding my life. One of the things I've mentioned in the past is that my mother has struggled with mental illness her entire adult life. It led to some tough times in my household when I was a teenager, and I certainly wish it had been less stigmatized then than it is now. It's 2021, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, because one in five American adults may have mental illness. That's about 21 million of us. You shouldn't be ashamed to reach out and ask for help. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States in all age groups, and it can be prevented. Speaking up and asking for help does prevent suicides. And DBS is providing free support groups, wellness tools, and inspirational stories to guide you on your path to holistic mental health wellness. This is what you can do. You can go to dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. That's dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. To learn more about how you can start conversations about mental health and suicide awareness in your community. This is an important conversation, and it always has been. And when speaking up and reaching out for help saves lives, it's important to do so. dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. We want to thank DBS Alliance for coming on board as a sponsor and giving these free tools as an important conversation starter. So I was reading last night in, as I get older, I take more.
Read?
As I get older, I read less. How many books do you think you've finished as an adult?
Oh, tons.
Oh, you're a good reader, though.
I love
you read
reading.
All the time.
Yeah, I finished two in like the past week.
That's amazing. That's an indication that you don't have children.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I don't have small children.
I start so many books that I never finish, and I look at them and I just feel so unaccomplished.
Yeah, right.
It really beats up
like
my self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel so guilty. Uh-huh. Like, How did you get this old and you have yet to finish any of these books that sit in front of you? And some of them are really good, yeah. Right? Anyway, whatever. So last night I picked up my reading of choice is usually the online news rags, right? Or some kind of information or something about black holes that I don't understand anything about.
Right.
So last night I was reading a news story that the FTC is now getting involved with the following. Where did my megaphone go? Oh, here it is. It's right behind me. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This is what you get. I want you to imagine yourself pulling up to McDonald's.
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I ruin your day?
Yes, I'd like to get two McFlurries and an ice cream cone, please.
Sorry, that doesn't work today. I'm going to pull up.
And I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry, we don't have ice cream today.
We didn't have ice cream yesterday. You said it was going to be available today.
I'm sorry, the ice cream machine is broken. We're cleaning it currently. It's not available. Please pull around.
And I'm like, what? Every time you go into a McDonald's, they don't have their ice cream machine. They never have their ice cream machine available. Now, I don't eat ice cream from McDonald's a lot, but I have noticed that this is a problem that is all over the internet. People complain about it all the time. Facebook, Instagram, people complain. It's like a running joke that if you pull up to a drive-thru at McDonald's for ice cream or a McFlurry, you won't get it, right? You can hear my daughter in the background yelling and screaming over the fact that there's no McDonald's
That's
ice cream.
That's right. She wants
so,
it.
Mia! She's like, Daddy! So this has happened so frequently.
Mm-hmm.
That now the FTC is getting involved.
The FTC?
The Federal Trade Commission
really?
Is doing an investigation on the McDonald's ice cream machines. They're saying to themselves, your ice cream machines can't be this fucking broken all this fucking time.
Really?
I mean, it's just like impossible, right? So this little joke or this little thing that's been happening has all of a sudden gotten the – I mean, clearly there are not more important things going on in our society than the FTC. Anyway, why don't you investigate like random human beings making altcoin and pumping and dumping them?
Right.
Like, why don't you do that? You're investigating fucking McDonald's ice cream machines? Anyway, it's a problem. They're investigating it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got me thinking. I'm like, but, you know, is McDonald's ice cream really that much better than anybody else's ice cream out there?
No.
You know, there is ice cream that's
tons.
In my opinion, and
better.
I'm not like a huge ice cream connoisseur,
right.
But there is ice cream that is better
Absolutely.
Than McDonald's. And a fucking flurry is just like a sugar shake. Like,
yeah.
You know, do you really need that? Probably not. I started to wonder, what are some other things in life that other people say are so wonderful, but we feel like it's overrated or it's underrated, or maybe we feel like, yeah, the hype is deserving of it, right?
Yeah.
One way or the other, either the haters out there are right or the hype there is right. So I decided, let's put together, not a game per se, but a little conversation starter called Over Under Average.
Okay, I like it.
What is overrated? What is underrated? And what is spot on? What is average? Like, it's equal. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, here's how it goes. I came up with five categories. I hope I can count right. Is it five categories? Let's count with our fingers. Ready? Carry the one, plus two. Sex, relationships, entertainment, food, and general category.
Okay, that is
life
five.
Category. Okay, that's five. I'm good. I'm looking at this. It's Friday afternoon, and I'm
doing well.
I'm hitting on all cylinders, Chrissy.
Firing away.
Look at that. We don't have any complicated phone calls to make. We're just, I feel like we're doing good on this particular fireside. It's really working. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
What do you, so you want to just, you want to go random style on the categories, or do you want me to go one category at a time?
Yeah, no, let's go random style.
That's going to, like that's going to require that I keep track of shit.
Okay. Well, you have a pen in your
now
hand.
Now we're throwing in X-Factors. When you fly planes.
You have a pen in your hand, so just make a check.
I always have a pen in my hand, though. Half the time it doesn't work. Just because I'd rather have a cigarette, but since I stopped smoking 10 years ago. Okay. It's when you're a pilot, they warn you about something called task loading. Do you know what a task load is?
No.
You can pretty much guess. Is that when you're
overloading
a pilot,
tasks.
you don't want to be doing too many tasks at one time, because if an emergency comes, then you get task loaded, and then all of a sudden your brain doesn't start to work the same way. You're not paying attention to the emergency, now you're paying attention to tasks, right? So now you're task loading me, and now I'm having problems.
Okay. Sorry, Pilot Brian.
Pilot Pete, as my wife would say. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go one category at a time. Which category would you like first? No, my crickets are playing in the background.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you meant to do that.
Sex, relationships, entertainment, life, food.
All right.
Go.
Let's go food.
Okay, we're going to go food.
We were just talking about McDonald's. So.
Overrated, underrated, or spot on? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
Hot sauce.
Oh, I mean, spot on. Yeah, I love hot sauce.
I mean, I love hot sauce too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite hot sauce?
Probably sriracha, generally.
Sriracha.
Yeah, I like a few specialty ones. I'll pick up one whenever I go to like Memphis or different cities.
So I told someone the other day that I've been to a hot sauce shop, and they said there's no such thing as a hot sauce shop. Was that you that said that?
I think it was.
There's hot sauce shops all over the place.
Okay.
Clearly there's hot sauce shops. Why sriracha?
I just love the flavor of it.
Do you really?
I love the flavor and then the heat.
I like a good like Texas hot sauce or a Tabasco.
Okay.
Something that can completely kill the flavor of tasteless food. Food that you don't like.
I like to enhance.
You know what I do? You know what I do around here, Hoadley? I just put hot sauce on everything. That way if a plate ever slides in front of my face that I don't like, I'm just like, it just tastes like Texas Pete to me.
Texas Pete is good.
Texas Pete is great stuff. It's like ketchup, right? Uh-huh. You know people put ketchup on everything?
Oh, yeah.
And they go, I eat ketchup with my steak, you know, but it just doesn't taste like anything to me. It just enhances the flavor of the steak. No, it doesn't. It tastes like fucking ketchup. Don't lie. Come on.
That might be left over from like bad cooks, you know, growing up
bad
maybe
chef.
Or something.
Yeah, you know, because I'm not the one who cooks, because I can't even make ramen noodles. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to offend anybody's cooking around here. So I'm like, well, if I just keep drowning it.
Cook.
Oh, she's a wonderful cook.
Yes. Oh, my God, his empanadas. Oh,
All right. So now let me pick one. Why don't we go with, let's go with entertainment.
Okay.
Okay. And 50 Shades of Grey.
I think it's overrated.
So fucking overrated. It's some of the worst movie making in history. I just got to say this. And how do I know this? Because 3 years in a row, Astrid dragged me to 50 Shades of Grey on fucking Valentine's Day, where I was the only human being that had a penis inside the entirety of the theater. Well, not the only one, but I was the only one.
Maybe she was trying to say something.
Oh, my God. Maybe she was trying to say something. But I couldn't hear what she was saying because I was laughing too hard that in one moment there was a helicopter crash that clearly no human could survive. And the next moment, Christian Grey is walking through the door from said helicopter with a Band-Aid on his nose. And I'm like, what happened? They don't show the carnage, the wreckage, the hospital stay. No, he just walks through the door with his bad, bad acting and says, I realized in the car in the helicopter crash how much I do love you. Would you like to kiss now? So bad. No amount of nudity can make that movie good. Mm. I'm just saying. That's all I got to say. Even though they did pick two incredibly beautiful people to be in that movie.
Absolutely.
I do have to say that. I'll give them that. I'll give them that. Beautiful people. Okay, your turn. Sex, relationships, entertainment, food. Well, we have sex, relationships, and
entertainment.
Entertainment. Mm-hmm. You're going to stay away from food. Well, we just did entertainment. Sex, relationships, or
relationships.
General.
Relationships.
Blind dates.
Blind dates. So overrated, underrated, or average?
Have you ever been on a blind date?
Yeah, and I didn't like it.
I've been on some dates where I wish I was blind. Right. That's for sure.
So I don't know. I mean, who's rating it? What are we going against here?
Well, like, you know,
who's saying it's great.
I don't think anybody's saying the blind dates are great. I don't think that anybody says blind dates are great. Okay, I think most people say that, like, I hate blind dates.
I hate blind dates, too. Yeah. Yeah. So,
When I say overrated, I don't mean always in the positive sense. It can be in the negative sense, too, right? Yeah. But it was just what they're saying is, like, is it overhyped negatively, or is it, you know, is it just not that bad?
Yeah. I mean, maybe average, I guess.
I think because
some people like it.
I've only been on 3 blind dates in my entire life. They all came from the wonderful world of Tinder. And one I had to fish out of a tree. The fire
That's
department
right.
had to come get out of a tree.
That's right.
Excuse me, security guard, can you call the fire department? There's a cat in the tree. No, her name is Cat. She's in the tree. I need you to take her down out of the tree. True story.
Wasn't it like at the mall too or something at Phipps Plaza?
No. This was right near your house, at a bar near your house. Oh, and she climbed up one of the the young oak trees. She climbed up it.
A young oak.
Ah, those young oak. They don't know what they're getting themselves into.
They're irresistible to climb.
Or apparently I was resistible because she scrambled right to the tree. And then no shit had to call the fire department to get her out of the tree. And then put her in a cab home with the address, right?
That's
like,
pretty
here
wild.
You go. Go wherever she's going. That was wild. And then the two other ones were just disasters too. So I think it's right on. I actually think the blind dates are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Though I do have one friend that loved blind dates, but commitment was not even a word he could spell. I mean, it was just like going
round robin.
Yeah.
Guess who?
Okay. My turn. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go into the sex category.
Okay, go
Body
for
hair.
It. Okay.
Body hair.
Yeah.
Are overrated, you,
when
underrated,
you, when you go
average.
For it, are you answering first?
I'm just throwing it out there for conversation.
I'm picking and then I say.
We've been doing this show for 100 episodes. You didn't get the flow down yet?
What did you say? What was the sex?
Body hair.
Body hair.
Body hair.
I like body hair.
I like body hair. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that body hair is underrated.
A good chest.
You like a good chest?
Yeah.
You'd love this one. Patrick said, my brother was, we were having a birthday dinner the other night, and Patrick said something about his chest hair, right? And mm-hmm. he goes, I'm a big burly bear, right? Referring to the gay nomenclature, a bear.
Right.
Right. And then we started talking about gray hairs because my twin brother and I are getting old. And so Kevin says, do you have any gray hairs? And I said, I might have one or two in my beard, but it's covered up. He said, you don't have any like gray chest hair? And Patrick responded that, oh, all my chest hair is turning gray. And I said, you're now a polar bear, Pat. Look at that. He goes, is that a thing? Should be. It's a polar bear. I say body hair is underrated. Mm-hmm. I think we need more body
too.
Hair in our intimate.
Yeah, nobody needs
in our
to
bedrooms.
Be bald everywhere.
No. I think this is creepy if I'm just being honest. I get a little creeped out by it. Yeah. I know it's some people's preference.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that everyone who has a preference is creepy.
Yeah,
I'm just saying for me, it feels a little creepy.
Right.
Right? So that's we're going to leave it at that. We are on fireside. We'll say body hair is underrated. Okay.
Yeah.
You have there's only one category left, and that is life.
Life. Is that the general category?
That's the general category.
Okay. Then I choose life.
No. Let's not go there. I don't want any political conversation on this show.
No, I just meant I choose the category
of life. Got it. Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Austin, Texas. Overrated, underrated, on point.
I think it's pretty on point.
You think so?
I love Austin.
I'm going to say that I think Austin is a little bit overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's like
a little hyped.
I don't think it's a totally hyped. But I think any time that everyone says that, you know, I don't know. I think anytime everybody gets on the bandwagon, it's just like.
But it is so cool to me. But that's
it's a very cool city. Don't get me wrong. But I think there are other cities that I would rather visit before Austin, Texas. Okay. I love Austin. I put it in my top five.
Yeah.
But
have you been to Austin?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, then, you probably want to go somewhere
1982. I was a trucker on the road. I stopped there one time for gasoline.
Nice.
Thank you very much. I was on the I-10 traveling to the I-4. I said, hey, Roger, Roger, big doggy. I'll meet you in Austin, Texas.
Yip, yip.
Yip, yip, yip. You're coming through loud and clear, big doggy. I have been to Austin, Texas. I like it a lot. I've seen a lot. I've saw some live music there. Yeah. Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. My grandmother and aunts and uncles out there.
Yeah. I think it's overrated because of Chip and Joanna. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, Chip and Joanna.
Oh, Chip and Joanna.
They're overrated.
I should have put them down.
They really are. They've got a whole empire going now.
Well, I mean, I don't think that means overrated. I just think that means successful.
Well.
Listen, is it my thing?
What
I do? I want to sit around and watch Chip and Joanna all day? No, I don't.
It's kind of too much.
Chip's a little over the top for me.
He
was, at first it was funny. It was cute.
It was
funny. And the relationship was back and forth. You know, it was like, they were doing some kind of, straight man and jokey routine.
Right.
But now it's clear that half those jokes are written.
Yes,
it's
of course.
Take three, and he takes it too far, and then there's a stunt every time. And then, I didn't know the wall was going to come crashing down. It's demo day!
Demo day!
That's like that
a
one.
Good demo.
Remember that cake guy? The cake guy who got his hand cut off? What's his name?
Oh.
The cake boss.
Oh, cake boss? Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not talking about the cake boss. I'm talking about the other guy. Emeril Lagasse. Remember, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Remember how obnoxious that was?
Mm-hmm.
Remember after 2 seconds you were like, okay, enough of that bam shit?
Yes.
We saw where that bam shit took him. It took him straight into the, do you even see Emeril Lagasse anymore?
Nah, maybe in a commercial,
a late night infomercial.
Yeah.
My air fryers are going to ensure that you never eat healthy food again. Bam. Bam. Diabetes. Bam. Heart attack. Bam. High sodium levels. Bam. Trip to the ER. Bam, bam.
I went to one of his restaurants in New Orleans.
Another martini. Bam. I went to one of his restaurants and I saw him. Yeah, I met the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it was a bam? Five martini lunch for bam. Right. Bam, bam. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was a very nice guy. Very nice. Does he still
Did he that? Say bam to you?
Listen. Everybody who's got a catchphrase, like the guy from Good Times,
Dynamite,
or what you talking about, Willis, right? All those guys who have a catchphrase, every single one of them regrets the day that they ever
That's true.
Said that fucking catchphrase
that
because now everywhere they go, everything that they do revolves around that damn catchphrase.
Yeah.
And they just want to be treated like a human being. And they're like, hey, can you say Dynamite? I saw that guy on a commercial for an accident injury attorney.
Yes.
Right?
I think I did too.
Did you see this?
Yes,
I'll have to get this and I'm going to play it. It was the world's. This guy looked like he was being held hostage by somebody. He looked like he was just like.
He did. It was forced.
And he was like, if I get into an accident, Dynamite. It was reverse mortgage. That's what it was.
Well, you can
if
fall
I need
back
some
on
extra
it.
Cash, Dynamite.
I guess you can always fall back on it.
I guess you can.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Best to you on that.
Best to you on that. Oh, shit. No more best to use. We're off of it immediately. We're about to put that shit on t-shirts. Okay. Your turn. Sex, relationships, it's my turn. Sex, relationships, entertainment, food, or general, also known as life. Let me go I'll go with entertainment.
Okay.
And I'll say the Bachelor series.
Oh, I mean, I know everybody loves this show, but I'm going to have to say overrated.
Way overrated. To me, it's comic relief. I mean, I think it's quite funny, but every single season is the exact same fucking
thing. It
really
is.
It's so scripted.
Yeah.
It's so rehearsed.
But it's also so addictive that if you watch, this is the key, is not to watch the first episode, because then you want to know what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least
I
do, and then you're in it. But
if
you just don't watch it, you don't miss it either.
It's like a hurricane around here. It comes, everyone gets ready.
Astrid loves it.
We batten down the hatches. Then someone turns on the fucking Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone's watching it. I'm making fun of it. Astrid's telling me to shut up. Astrid falls in love with 3 to 4 Bachelor or Bachelorettes every single time.
Uh-huh.
I'm laughing hysterically at the fact that they're having the same conversation over and over again. Night one. I'm so glad I had this opportunity to get you alone, because I don't know if you heard, but when I was 2 years old, I was in a tragic orphan fire, and at 4 years old, I actually fell out of a plane and lost mm-hmm. my legs, and then they surgically reattached them. Yep. And so I've had a lot of adversity.
Right.
And I needed you to know that from my heart, and I'm here for all the right reasons. And I'm not the guy who's coming on here to be a famous television star. I'm after your heart.
That's right.
And I just want you to know that. I'm so glad we had this opportunity to spend 15 minutes together. Would you mind if we made out for a few minutes until the next guy comes knocking at the door? Yes.
My favorite is when they interrupt other, like a few episodes in, and then they interrupt other people and say, excuse me, okay, can I pull ready? Him away
I'll be the guy. I just wanted you to know that all the drama that's going on in the house, I don't agree with it. I haven't been a part of it. It wasn't me. And I know you'll inevitably choose the guys who started the drama, but me, as the guy who's on, is the first time I've been on camera, I just wanted you to know how sincere I am and the fact that I lost both my uncles at a very young age. And it's just been really hard. It's been really hard for me. Yeah. Now you come in and interrupt me. Uh-huh. It's been really hard on me.
Excuse me. Yes? Can I take her away from you?
Oh, man. Yeah. Cut to the single shot, right? Yeah. This is the first time I've had an opportunity to talk to Angel.
And then there's
Angel.
Drama about, yeah. yeah.
This is the first time I've had to talk
to Angel.
And if Jason comes in one more time and steals our time, he's got to remember there's other people here that are after her heart.
Oh, so true.
And then in comes the shithead host, you know? Julie, there's one more rose left. Gentlemen, if you don't get a rose... I'm sorry.
Say goodbyes.
Say your goodbyes. You will not be on the cover of People magazine.
Right.
Chris Harrison, say your goodbyes.
Yeah,
you will not be on the cover.
He
must have gotten
goodbyes.
A payout.
Oh,
that boy.
You know
he just got. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to come unglued. He's going to start golfing and drinking with O.J. Simpson. And The two of them are going to be running around doing their own podcast about racism and murdering people. The poor guy just lost it all. Lost it all. He should have kept his mouth shut.
He really should.
I mean, I guess, you know, hey, maybe that's the way people found out how he feels. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you're the host of a show like that. You just, you only have one rule. This is the one thing for you to do. Just do the show. Yeah. That's it. What are you doing? What are you yapping about?
Yeah,
no one wants to hear your opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. You haven't given your opinion on any other episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Why did you start then?
Got comfortable.
Podcast.
Got comfortable.
Okay, ready? Food, life, relationships, entertainment.
Okay. Is it my turn to choose?
It's your turn to choose.
Let's go back to food.
Okay. Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay. I think a little overrated.
I think way overrated.
Yeah.
I can't stand that guy. Is it just me or does Bobby?
He actually has some good recipes, but yeah, I think he's just very arrogant.
Good recipes? Recipes? Just he's recipes? He's a chef. Can't you just find recipes?
Yes, basically. I mean,
like, it's kind of like music. Eventually all the notes are played together in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Who cares about recipes? Bobby Flay makes me angry. You want to know why?
Why?
He's always got to win that damn show, Bobby Flay Meets the World, or whatever it is. He's always got to win it. It's always got to be on his terms. It's always got to, he gets upset. I don't
Seems
know. It's
like
just like
a
this
big
attitude.
Ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad at Bobby Flay. Now, Guy Fieri, there's a guy you can
love
trust.
Love him. Love him.
I think he gets too much shit, actually.
He does.
The poor guy.
He's a great guy, though. He's really, he gives a lot back. To the community.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know him personally. Mm-hmm. But what I do know is when I went down to Florida.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Today I'm taking you to a place where they throw slop on slop, and I'm going to tell you the recipe before the chef has an opportunity to. That's the only thing that I hate. Is it like the chef's making something?
Yeah.
And he's like, you take three sticks of butter. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And then you mix it four cloves of mint. Four cloves of mint. And then you stir. Turn around. It's like, Bobby, I mean, Guy, let him say it. Poor guy, this is his moment in the sun. But when Guy Fieri rolls into town and comes to your restaurant, you can be sure as shit you're going to have some jingle jangle coming your way.
Absolutely.
Because Guy Fieri is going to touch you with his magic mountain of hair.
People follow him and want to go to the places he goes.
When that convertible comes rolling in with that... cherry red convertible comes rolling into town. He's spreading leprechaun gold all out the back. Today I'm going to Duke of Gary, New Mexico. The home of the three pop slop. Three different kinds of pig on a bread with gravy and mustard. People in this town love it. Here's Chef Brian O'Flay. Brian O'Flay, tell us what you're making. Well, first you chop up the pig. That's right. I guess you should say it. Let him talk. I like you, but you got to let him talk. Anyway, so I went to Naples, Florida, and there's Guy Fieri's Great American, you know, Redhead Restaurant or whatever.
Oh, it is?
Whatever
He's
it is.
He's got his own restaurant?
He has his own restaurant chain. He opened one in Times Square. It closed like 3 months later.
Yeah, that's a tough market.
He opened one in Naples, Florida. Okay. It's like Naples, Florida does not seem like the type of place. If you've ever been to Naples, Florida, it's like $2 million to buy a...
Right.
Fucking porta potty there, right?
It doesn't seem like there's a dining
But there was. And so anyway, we went to this little, strip shopping, very nice strip shopping center where this was. At least that's what the sign said. So when we get there, it's got like guy's head on the door, you know, and stuck in the mouth, it says, "Sorry, folks, we're closed." I think that made it three
That's
months,
That's like the Wahlbergs that have those burger places.
Oh, God, and those burgers are awful. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they like burgers. Who knows? But they were...
I mean, everybody likes a burger, but come on.
Yeah.
Wahlberg Brothers.
I couldn't deal with the Wahlbergs. You couldn't deal with that burger show.
Well, I mean, there's the super successful one, and then the other ones that are...
Shake Shack?
You know, they're just trying to pull up the finances of the other ones.
There's the one in Boston, right. Where the Wahlbergs are like saints, right? Yes. And then there's the ones in Tuscaloosa, Alabama that didn't do so hot.
Yeah.
Northerners. Yankees. I ain't eating none of those Yankee burgers, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I like my Wahlberg with a side of nothing. I'm going to go get me some McDonald's ice cream. McDonald's ice cream.
Sorry, Sherrod ice cream.
I was going to say, no, you won't.
No, you won't. Okay, ready? You said food. Yes. I said Bobby Flay. Okay, I'm going to go back. Since you're not going to go there, I'll go with relationships.
Okay.
Monogamy.
Yeah, I think that's spot on.
I think it's spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like monogamy.
Their own.
I like my monogamy vanilla. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Right?
That is my thing.
But
too.
I do know some other people in my life.
We do.
Yes. Yeah. We know. Actually, I think we know more than a few people.
Okay.
Who choose not to have that word doesn't play into their role.
Polyamorous.
Now, I think polyamorous sometimes is a French word for my marriage isn't working. That's just my opinion.
It's too expensive to get divorced. It's just,
Can't afford the divorce.
Let's try this.
Sleeping with your cousin. Sorry.
And each to their own on that, but I think 100%. It's spot on.
I like it.
I do too.
I like monogamy.
I do too. It's trustful.
Call me back in 5 years. We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Okay, entertainment, food, or life?
Uh-huh. I'll go entertainment.
Or sex.
Okay.
You would still want to... Sex?
Sure,
okay, let's do sex. Foreplay.
Oh, yeah. Totally spot on.
I think it's underrated.
Underrated.
I think it's
I would go towards the underrated.
Yeah. I think it's 100% underrated. I don't think you need it at all.
What?
What?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Is that what you're thinking? Underrated?
No. I'm kidding. Obviously, everyone says you need foreplay, right?
Yeah.
Foreplay is the thing. You need
fun.
Foreplay. Foreplay's fun.
Foreplay
I like
fun.
The foreplay. Mm-hmm. And I'm into it. And for me, foreplay is a good episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, poor Astrid. God. Oh, Lord.
I like to watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Don't you watch 56 Shades of Grey one more time?
Listen, you know how many nights I've walked out of this studio and the USA version, like the USA Network version of 50 Shades of Grey is playing in the bedroom? And Astrid's got the covers like up to her eyeballs. And I'm like, didn't we watch this one? Don't you have to record some more?
Oh,
yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll be in there.
No way.
That's Astrid's foreplay. Uh-huh. Astrid's foreplay is her watching 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Relationships, entertainment, food, or life? I'll go life. Instagram.
I'm answering again. I always answer first.
Okay, I'll answer.
Okay.
You want me to answer first?
Yes,
I think Instagram is a little bit overrated.
Yeah,
that's my
too.
Personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm no Instagram star, and if I had 16 million people, you know, liking every post that I made, then maybe I'd feel a little bit different about it. Maybe I feel inadequate on Instagram, and maybe that's why I feel like it's a little bit overrated. But here's what I sense.
It's good for businesses, actually.
Yeah, I don't know about all. I mean, I don't know about all that. You know, make $1 million on Instagram and all that shit. I don't know because that's
but it's a way to promote yourself. Promote your
it is a way to promote yourself. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it hasn't worked out great for the commercial break.
No, I am not somebody that needs to photograph their lunch
entire life.
No, I like to keep it a little private.
I know a number of people who are very successful. Very popular on Instagram. Uh-huh. And I'm sure that they feel the exact opposite that I do.
Yeah, they love it.
But for me, right, I think the influencer culture just feels a little much to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about people who are trying to, you know, get, you know, promote their business. I'm talking about people who are, you know, taking pictures in their backyards
themselves.
And saying that they're in, you know,
isn't there a show
exotic
on HBO
location?
About
there is.
That.
It's called Fake Famous.
Yeah, Fake Famous.
Fake Famous. We've talked about this on Fireside before, actually. Fake Famous.
We did it on Fireside before.
Yeah, on Fireside. and on Fake Famous, just to reiterate, Fake Famous is actually a documentary, a influencer manager, a person who manages influencers, it plays a social experiment, and he says, I can make anybody famous on Instagram, right? Fake famous on Instagram, but famous to where nobody else would be able to tell.
Right.
Takes three relatively unknown Instagrammers, less than 5,000 followers, and instantaneously starts buying them followers, comments, and likes.
Oh, the buying of
the followers.
Okay.
And then he puts them in what are pictured as exotic locations. They're actually like a backyard, a fireplace,
that's what
the
I think
closet.
It's all the preview.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, the roof of someone's house.
It's all fake.
It's all fake. Yeah. Everything. None of it is real. And two of the guys bow out. They're like, I don't like this. I'm not into it. You know, I'd rather have... One guy is just totally... he just shuts down altogether. He's someone calls him out. One of his friends says, I know that this didn't happen overnight. Like, what's going on with you, right?
Right.
The other guy says, I'd rather 100 real followers than 100,000 fake ones. But the girl who goes through the experiment decides to roll with it for the 3 months, and she actually becomes an Instagram influencer, a star, because of because the fake followers made it appear that she was a real influencer.
Right, yes.
Right? But if it's that easily manipulated, then what is, I mean, I think we all, I think you have to be living under a fucking rock to not understand how Instagram and Facebook work. But, you know, for me, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. Like, go to Instagram at the commercial break and follow us and maybe I'll feel different about it. What is crazy to me about Instagram and about all these media modalities is that sometimes they don't bleed over, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you can have a lot of people listening to the commercial break, but absolutely no one following us on Instagram. I have guys that I work with who have millions and millions of followers on social media, and they have nobody listening to their podcast.
Right.
It's like, it just seems strange to me that that doesn't transcribe in any way, shape, or form. You'd think it would, that if people were interested, maybe we're just not interesting enough people.
Maybe
and maybe we're too old. Maybe we're not in the demographic.
Yeah, maybe
maybe it's, you know, when you get to my age, when you get to 32, maybe people just don't like you anymore. Okay, ready? Life, relationships, entertainment, sex, or food?
Okay, life.
Life. Okay, with life, we just did a life, but we'll do another. We'll do another life.
That
camping.
Was Instagram? Life was Instagram?
Life was Instagram.
Oh, okay, got it.
Camping. We'll do entertainment. We can do entertainment.
Camping. Overrated.
Overrated.
It sounds good.
If I don't have an air conditioner unit and room service, I'm not going.
And a shower.
I don't like it.
A toilet.
I don't like it one bit.
I mean, I could go maybe two.
I am
camping,
a spoiled brat.
Yeah, some people really love it.
The people love it. Those people are crazy in the head.
Yeah, they have, it's a whole other story when you're out there in the woods.
I feel like people
you forgot your insect repellent.
They're like real people.
And
like,
you have to pee.
I know. I mean, like my version of camping is a 3-day music festival where I can just kind of drink my way through the 3 days and not have to deal with any of the camping shit.
Yeah.
Like if I don't have to.
Memphis doesn't
sleep
even have camping.
Yeah.
Memfo.
Memfo.
We don't have camping.
Memfo. You're too old for this shit. Memfo. Bail not provided. Memfo. Your cheap ass didn't get VIP tickets. So fuck you. Okay. Life, relationships, entertainment, sex, or food. I am going to take one from the entertainment category. Joe Rogan.
Oh,
I'm going for the king.
Yeah, no, overrated.
Overrated.
I don't care for him, honestly.
Overrated. Mm-hmm. Here's
I've listened to him quite a few times.
Oh, God, I've listened to Joe a lot, and I still listen to him.
His guests are questionable sometimes, is why I'm going on the overrated side.
I think Joe, here's what I think.
Okay.
I think why Joe is so attractive to so many people.
Is he like the new Howard Stern, kind of?
I think Howard and Joe don't even play in the same arena. Okay. I think that's not a fair comparison. Okay. I think it's apples and oranges. Howard focuses on entertainment and comedy, right? Yep. And Joe focuses on sometimes entertainment, sometimes comedy, but what he tends to focus on is like weird kind of theories, right?
Oh, he's gone down that road?
Well, he's always been going down that road. Oh, okay. He's always been an explorer.
I've seen his stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Rachel and I went to his stand-up comedy, and it was funny.
Yeah, listen, the guy's a funny guy. Uh-huh. But
he's kind of gone in another direction.
Sometimes he does. It's hard to tell. That's the thing about Joe Rogan. I think he really cultivated this. I am a seeker of truth. I am an open-minded guy. Mm-hmm. I am a logical thinker. I will hear all sides of the story and then I will make a decision. And I think almost everybody, especially men who tend to be sometimes logical thinkers, I think
sometimes.
I don't mean we get it right. I mean, we like to think we're logical thinkers.
At least you just said sometimes. Yes.
Oh my God. I think that's why so many guys like Joe Rogan.
Okay.
It's because they like to think of themselves as the exact same thing. I'm a logical, pragmatic seeker of truth. I'm a passionate pragmatist. Pragmatic! Pragmatic! I think that's why Joe is so popular.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that opened the door. Especially as the political environment got crazy, I think that opened the door for a few of the Looney Tunes to come in an effort to seek truth. What he ended up doing was giving a big megaphone to some real fucking clueless
idiots.
People.
Yeah.
So, but I think that in general, you know, overrated. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's coming from a guy who's been podcasting for many years.
I mean, expert level.
Expert level podcaster. Yeah. Millions and millions of listeners in my mind. getting paid hundreds of dollars on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
This comes from a guy who knows.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a logical thinker.
You are.
I'm a passionate pragmatist, son. I'm a father.
Father.
Sex, life, relationships, food,
or
entertainment.
Sex.
Oh, look at you. Oral sex.
Oral sex. Oh, spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was a category, if we were playing underwhelmed, overwhelmed, then we could put ourselves in Astrid's shoes and say underwhelmed. Let's play underwhelmed, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think spot on.
Spot on. Good
I think
stuff.
It has a place in sex history,
it
right?
Does.
Oral
oh,
sex
yeah.
is one of those things that if you...
It's been going on for so long, too. I love the Egyptian tombs that they find.
Yeah, the Kama Sutra.
Like all the pictures of the different... Yeah.
It's been going on for so long.
It's been going on for so long.
For generations and generations. People have been giving each other head.
Yeah.
Today, this documentary takes a look... And head through the ages. Oral sex.
Yeah.
Oral sex and oral history.
Oral sex. That's good.
I'm with you. I think any credit it gets, it deserves.
Yes.
That's my personal opinion. I'm going to go with relationships. Breaking up.
Breaking up.
Breaking
how
up.
Could it go overrated, here's, underrated, or average?
Here's well, here's
it
my
is what it is.
Right? Everyone says that breaking up is so
hard to do.
So
it
tough.
Is hard.
Ba, 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 ba.
It's hard. Da, 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 da. If you're the breaker upper.
If you're the breaker upper, it's extra
it's hard.
Yeah. Getting dumped is easy. Take it from a guy who knows. Getting dumped is the easy part. I'm like, well.
No, it's bad on both parts.
Can't
for
believe
different
it lasted
reasons.
2 days.
Yeah, for different reasons. Yeah.
I think breaking up gets a bad rap. I think a lot of times you need to do it.
Well,
right?
It does. And in the long run, and it's so cliche to say, but you know, you dodged a bullet.
In the long run, you'll never be the same. You'll never find anyone
else. Like, I'm reading Stevie Nicks' biography right now, and it seems like her and Lindsay Buckingham really still have this love for each other. So I don't. You know,
well,
that
I mean,
stung
that's,
for a long time.
Well, they made one of the greatest
right.
albums ever because
exactly.
of it. I'd have to say that breakup was a win for the rest of us.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I do know
what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the way it came out of my head.
I do. I'll confirm what you're saying.
You confirm what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Never trust a guy that says, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Get you some of this.
Get you some of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think breakups.
They're hard on both parties.
They're hard on both parties. I think oftentimes they're
unless
needed.
Unless you're just a dick.
Yeah, I'm a dick. I'll say it out loud. I'll go with that. I'll roll with that one. Are you saying I'm a dick, or are you just saying unless you're
no,
a dick?
No, I'm saying like unless the
oh,
person in general
dick?
Has
yeah.
no feelings.
I got you. You know
has
what I mean?
No feelings.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still a dick. You know what I mean? Get you some of this.
No, you're not.
I'm a big baby. I'm a big baby. Okay, I'm going to go with food. Escargot.
Ooh, overrated.
Overrated.
Ugh. Yeah.
Mm. So here's the story. Astrid and I, when we were dating, I flew over to, she was schooling in Switzerland, so I flew over to Switzerland, and then we took a train down to Paris to spend
yes.
a week, which was quite frankly one of the most.
Is that when you proposed?
Yes.
Yes.
That was
oh,
one of the
so
most
romantic,
wonderful
yeah.
journeys of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're lucky if we get out of Atlanta
right.
with those
no,
and kids.
It's gone.
What's wrong with those kids? Yeah, now you like we're
that
going
was
to
the
my,
high point.
We're going
no.
to my dad's house for the weekend, and I'm packing the entire household. That's it. I need a trailer to go somewhere for 2 days. So it's unbelievable. It really is. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So Astrid and I go to Paris.
Yes.
Right. And I get a reservation at Chateau La Fleu Fleu, whatever that is, the place up at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
But I cannot afford to go there for dinner, right? Because it's like $1,000 a plate.
Sure.
I can only afford to go there for lunch, which is like $500 a plate. And even then, they won't let you split the plate, even though it's a 17-course meal. And who needs that in the middle of the afternoon? But you are sitting on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
It's all about the experience, mm-hmm. right? Well, four of the dishes include snails. It's like they just like put escargot everywhere. It was really quite gross.
Uh-huh.
But when you're paying however much you're paying per plate, you eat the fucking escargot. That's
right.
what you do. You have the
garlic
escargot.
Garlic butter. Ah. Yeah.
And here's the thing about that place. You got to pay before you go, and there's no cancellation policy. You know that?
Really?
It's
no.
crazy. It's like whatever it is, Chateau Les Chachas or whatever. We did, however, we're overlooking the Le Congrès, which is the street uh-huh. into the Congress, and it was just so gorgeous. Picture mm-hmm. perfect. I wish the food had been good because I would have eaten it, but I just had to swallow some
Definitely
snails
had a better
the entire time.
Experience overlooking the Colosseum in Rome. We had this amazing dinner at this
restaurant.
Oh,
I thought you were
there.
Talking about the Colosseum in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Right.
I was watching Three Doors Down in the Colosseum in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Woo.
I want to kiss you like that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Uh-huh. By the way, the band 33
oh.
Willie will make an appearance on the commercial break. The band yes. 33 Willie is, of course, the band that was this close to rock stardom. I mean, we almost
very
changed.
You were around. You came up at the same time as Pearl Jam.
I can imagine. Yeah, we were at Pearl Jam and 33 Willie were neck and neck.
Right.
You know, Eddie was 24. I was 15 at the time. Mm. But most people likened my voice to like a mix of Eddie Vedder, Pavarotti. The guy from Bush, Tori Amos.
Oh, it was that flavor?
Yes, that throaty, scratchy.
I know, you were so close, Brian.
So
wow.
close. I can only imagine the people at Rolling Stone had typed up the article.
There's
and were
still
ready
time.
To, there's still time.
You can send out those demos.
So over the weekend, one of the old band members, hey, thanks for that.
I like the laugh track.
Me too. I forgot to turn off the laugh track. That's okay. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
That's the first interaction this podcast has ever had. So I one of the band members over the weekend says, I heard the podcast. Yeah. I have the demo from the party that you played at the retirement home.
Oh, I can't believe that wasn't your big break either, right? At the retirement.
I have heard the demo and I can now believe that this wasn't our big break because it was so bad. I thought to myself, this is going to be funny. We'll play some of it on air. You know, Brian is always, we're always poking fun at other people. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure this warrants. I think we need a 1-900 number where people pay to listen to it. So I can go to therapy later on down the road because it is bad. It is so bad.
Well,
and of course, I have to play it because that's just who I am and that's just what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple more here. Let's not get too crazy. We're we're way off track. As always, life, food, sex, relationships, entertainment.
Okay.
It's all you.
I can't remember what all I've done. Life.
Okay. In life, we have Hot Girl Summer.
Hot Girl Summer. Is that a show?
No, it's a thing. It's a thing all the girls are saying.
Wasn't that last summer?
No, it's this summer.
Oh, I thought it was Hot Vax Summer this summer.
Oh. This is Hot Ass Summer.
Megan Thee Stallion, right? Like, started it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, but now you got all the girls on Instagram are all Hot Girl Summer.
Hot Girl Summer? Yeah, go for it, girl. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm saying
you're not
going to
look that way
not?
Forever, yeah. So go for it. Get it while
I'm
gonna
you can. I'm going to go for Hot Dad Summer.
Yeah. Hot Dad Bod Summer.
Dad Bod Summer. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go for a controversial one here on Fireside.
Ooh.
I'm going to take it from the life category, and I'm going to say Clubhouse.
Ooh, overrated.
Overrated. Yeah. You notice that place has turned into a cesspool of like weird conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
It's really kind of crazy.
No,
though.
I actually haven't been on it in a long time.
I just go on there to hate listen. Like people hate listen to the podcast. I go on there to hate listen.
Uh-huh.
So much rather Fireside. Just going to throw that out there. And I'm not saying that because I'm on Fireside. I'm saying that because I like Fireside. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Hey, I like that game. And we got like 40 more left. So let's play it again on a different episode.
We will.
For sure. So, okay.
Woo! I do love the ending music.
So good. And to think that it's just like some random musicians that are actually putting this great music together and then selling it for $1.99 during the commercial break.
I know.
I would have happily paid more, you know.
Like those session musicians that were part of the, Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name? There was a documentary about that recently. I love that.
Somebody was asking me, they were like, do session musicians, do they make any money? And I'm like, no, they get paid for the day. That's what happens. They get paid for the day and that's it. They're like, they don't get like songwriter credits. And I'm like, fuck no. You come in to play for like a heavy hitter that's written a song. You're getting $1,000 for the day.
Yep.
And then if you're lucky, they'll take you out on tour. And that's how you'll make a little extra money.
Yeah.
But you're never getting any recording rights. You don't know any music rights. No. Because we're talking about a friend of mine. One of the guys from 33 Willie became a session musician. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he became a session musician, he was asking, hey, do you think that guy makes any money?
Yeah.
And I'm off the music that he's written. Because he's got like gold albums. And I said, I think he's lucky he got the gold album, quite frankly. I don't think the guy makes any kind of money.
It's like we're like the
it's like the commercial break.
We're like the session,
we're like the
musician,
session musicians of podcasting.
Yep.
Oh, it's okay. We're getting there.
We are. We just completed 100. So again, once again.
We've got the content. Yes. We've got the audience. We may not have the Instagram. Got the audience. We just need the money.
Yeah, we just need the money.
We just need Spotify to come in and who knows? Maybe Fireside. Fallon, are you listening? Fallon, are you listening? Okay, here's what I want you to go to www.tcbpodcast.com to read more about Chrissy and I. You can check out all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, and you can connect with us on Instagram and YouTube, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you'd like to leave us a message, a text message or a voicemail, leave us a message about anything. You want to hear something, you have a show idea, you got a game idea, whatever it is, do this. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 661-BEST-2-U. That's 661-BEST, the number 2-Y-O-U.
And we do know that it's too many letters. We do know it's too many.
Yeah, we do realize it's too many letters. But
you'll
get it.
It's actually best to yo.
It's best to yo.
Yo.
Best to yo. By the way, that's 21 Jump Street. Also, horribly stereotyping black people in every single episode. Is there always drug dealers with Uzis and Pumas?
God.
It's awful. It's awful. Like 21 Jump Street was so awful.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do have to say this. I ran around the house for 3 years wanting to be in Johnny on Jump Street, like planting fake like baking powder on my brother and being like, "You busted, man! You got an F on your test and you're high on cocaine. But don't worry, you're not going to go to jail. We're just going to give you a good talking to. You go back to your parents." That's what happens on every episode of 21 Jump Street, too.
It was just like a scare.
Oh, yeah, they didn't go to jail. No. The big guy went to jail, right? The big guy was always an adult.
The meditator?
Yeah, the meditator. Meditation? Wonk, wonk, wonk. How uncool, bro. Radical. And what else? 661, best to you. That's where you can leave us a message. And check us out on Fireside Chat. Download the application on the iOS App Store. It is a great time. And Chrissy and I are here once a week. Check out our Instagram or follow us on Fireside. Brian Green or Chrissy Bransford. And we want to remind you one more time, we've partnered with CastBox to go to MemphoFest 2021. We've been invited to come and have some fun over at MemphoFest, so get your tickets. We had an in. MemphoFest.com. And if you're going to be there, drop us a message and let us know. There's a couple people who are meeting us there, and I'm super excited about it. So if you're in the area, if you're so inclined, it'll probably be the last concert that actually takes place before the whole shit gets shut down again. Get vaccinated. Hot vax summer. That's all I got to say. And right. I love you.
I love you.
And until next time, Chrissy and I must bid you adieu. And we say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.